together. If the fates align, hang a shine.
You are currently being held in a queue.
It's a really, really long one.
Can't buy me love, love, can't buy me love. I'll buy you a diamond ring, my friend, if it makes you feel alright. I'll get you anything, my friend, if it makes you feel alright. Cause I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love. I'll give you all I've got to give if you say you love me too. I may not have a lot to give, but what I got I'll give to you. I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love, can buy me love. Everybody tells me so. Satisfied. Tell me that you want the kind of things the money just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love. Now buy me love. Love. Buy me love.
These are the tasty bits at Jack's Morning Glory, right across Oxfordshire. We do this every Saturday morning. Of course, in the last couple of days, the world is coming to terms with the loss of Nelson Mandela, who passed away on Thursday night. And yesterday morning on the show, we spoke to a news editor of a radio station in Port Elizabeth. This is Shadley Nash.
Good morning, good morning.
Good morning. The news broke last night of Nelson Mandela's passing at about 11:30 locally in South Africa, so a lot of people would have been in bed, wouldn't they, at that time, of course?
Yes, absolutely. I was just thinking, just ahead of your call, you might recall that there was quite a media frenzy when Madiba was admitted to hospital at various stages between last year and this year. Last night was remarkably calm affair, if I can put it that way. Mm. The president came on TV, made the formal announcement, and we all rushed back to the office here to get our plan into place. But everybody was quite calm. And this morning as well, the nation is greeting it with a sense of dignity that I think Madiba does deserve.
Of course, this was expected, as you said, a sad illness over the last couple of years, and people were getting themselves ready for this. And we've heard reports of people celebrating his life, dancing in the streets, but also vigils outside his home as well.
Yes, that's what we have been seeing on some of the TV footage here. More celebration of Mandela's life as opposed to being sad at his loss. Like you said, people were kind of expecting it. He's been obviously very ill for a very long time. So it was probably just a matter of time as well. So I think the nation in their hearts had steeled themselves for this moment here.
And we're hearing at the moment that there's going to be a state funeral for Nelson Mandela. Do you know any more about the plans for that?
We are told that the presidency will release details later today about the funeral arrangements. The president did confirm last night that there would be a state funeral for Mr. Mandela. But that's all we know at this stage. So during the course of the day, further details will be made available to the public.
And what are your listeners saying to your radio station, Chadley? What's their thoughts? I can imagine very mixed feelings.
Yes, indeed. And we, like I said, we're just getting into the kind of straps of getting all the reaction, getting people's comments, etc. Political parties, for instance, have paid tribute to Nelson Mandela, where the opposition leader saying was quite simply the greatest South African that ever lived, and we shall never see his like again. And that's generally the kind of comments. Most of the people on our social media pages are obviously saddened by his loss. And in a sense, it's kind of unifying the nation again, I suppose.